Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, we have stared down many a crisis in the history of this country. We had a civil war, two world wars, equal rights, all kinds of things, civil rights, but nothing, and we mean nothing, will compare to the crisis brought on by a possible French fry shortage.
I have chills inside. And
it's
yet,
scary. It is.
We could be headed to this disaster. Potato growers from northern Midwestern states and Canada are warning of a really bad year for their crops, and specifically the larger types of spuds, which are favored by French fry makers. This comes at a time when French fry demand is as high as ever. Frank Muir is president and CEO of the Idaho Potato Commission. Exactly how big of a crisis are we staring down the barrel of, sir?
Well, obviously, my goal is to try to minimize some of your fears, because I would hate everybody out protesting in the roads this week. So let me tell you just a little bit about Idaho. Idaho represents about one-third of all U.S. potatoes harvested. And this year, we harvested about 308,000 acres of potatoes. That's down slightly from the year before, so we were already going to be down a little bit. But over time, yields per acre tend to go up. But what hit us this year was some unruly frost. So we had a little bit of early frost in June, but the big frost hit us in the kind of the early mid part of October for about 3-4 days. And at that point, about 15%, that's 15% of our crop was still in the ground. So, you know, and that's a problem. You don't want to have your potatoes in the ground when it's freezing, because that basically destroys your potatoes if they're frozen. There's times to freeze potatoes, but it's not in the ground, you know. So from that 15%, we estimate about 5 to 30% of those acres had some pretty significant damage. But the one thing I want to kind of alleviate some of your fears is, even with that taking the top off our crop, we still, in Idaho, harvested about 13 billion pounds of potatoes. Now, that's with a B. To just put it in perspective, now, you know, we play the famous Idaho Potato Bowl in Albertson Stadium, where the Boise State Broncos play. And if you took that 13 billion pounds and you put it in the Albertson Stadium, you'd go from end zone to end zone 1 mile high. So we got a lot of potatoes we still harvested.
Okay,
they're really good quality.
But Frank, can you promise us that if I go in to my favorite fast food whatever and I say and I'll have an order of fries, they're not going to look at me and go, "We don't have any fries."
You know, there's no guarantees in life, Gerald and Rob. You know that. But I'm pretty confident saying that you're not going to see any of our fast food chains or restaurants pulling French fries or potatoes off their menus. The frozen processors have a very sophisticated distribution storage system, great chain system to store potatoes, and you know, they know you're dealing with a harvest every year. That, and we only harvest potatoes once a year.
Yeah, but you know, when I hear shortage, I also think, oh, prices are going to go up.
Well, you know, that's probably true a little bit. I mean, we would expect that we have seen in the fresh prices going up, but you go to the grocery store, I never hear somebody walking out of a grocery store saying, you know, I'm walking away with potatoes. They're just so darn expensive now.
I'm not going to get the fries.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get the fries. You're not going to see a significant change in price. You probably see a little bit, but you're not even going to think about it.
But, you know, the Americans are going to take you at your word, Frank. I mean, you know, they're going to listen to this and they're going to go, okay, Frank says that we're going to have our French fries and be able to eat them, too, and you're going to stand behind that.
Well, I know I'll get the phone calls. I mean, if there's any complaints about potatoes in the U.S., it comes to my office, so that won't be the first time.
All right, so it's problems with the crops this year, and you say you harvest them once a year, and
correct.
Is it possible that you could more than make up for it next year so that then we would be faced with a spud glut?
You know what? That's the last thing I want to have happen.
Spud gluts are awful. They're terrible.
Yeah, gluts are worse than a shortage. Because then, I mean, farmers, if they have this beautiful bumper crop, and there's just too much of it, and then there's a panic, prices drop, it can hurt farmers long term, they could go out of business, and then you don't have potatoes. So you really want to try to, as best you can, with how difficult it is you know, because, what, there's probably less than 2% of our Americans actually farm nowadays. So there's a very few percent of us that's actually feeding the rest of us.
But let me ask you something, because, I mean, we've been sort of joking around a lot, and you've been a good sport about potatoes and French fries. But long term, obviously, the climate's going through some very severe changes. Are potato farmers concerned that in the long term, things may get really dicey? And I don't mean dicey in the sense of shorter fries.
Although dice, you know, for breakfast fries, that's a pretty good way to do it.
Yeah, they are. A little ketchup. Okay, go ahead.
Right. You know, all I can speak is for Idaho. So we're a high desert climate, and that means we have, during our growing season, we have warm days, cold nights. So we love having a big variety in range and temperatures during the growing season here in Idaho. We're probably seeing a little bit of extension of our growing season, which all that does is make the potatoes a little bit bigger when that happens, but then we get surprised by these frosts. So it's not like it's a, you know, this gradual change of global warming we're experiencing here in Idaho, and that we're seeing a big impact on crop. Why we're seeing increase in yields year to year, roughly year to year, is just better farming techniques, being able to harvest properly, be able to store a little better. Plant our seed gets improved year by year, so those kind of things are actually improving yield rather than reducing yield. So I am not anticipating anywhere in the near future that we need to worry about anyway any impact of climate change having on the Idaho potatoes.
All right, Frank Brewer is president and CEO of the Idaho Potato Commission.
Okay, do you feel better now?
A little
better, right? I mean, he did alleviate.
I'm going to get some fries on the way
concerns.
Home and maybe start stocking up
and savor every bite.